Okay, so let me see if this actually works. Or not. Does it work? Does it not work? We'll see. Maybe this grid is too insensitive. But yeah, I'm also recording this while I'm hanging out on the voice channel on my Discord. But I guess it's like time to make updates. I've been quiet, relatively quiet, on Reddit. Because like last week I got hit by a serious panic attack with regards to me like moving on to a new lifestyle, I guess. What basically happened was I was feeling burnt out, and I guess I was like at the end of my line with my company, and they've been great and everything, and I thought, you know, I don't know, it's just time to move on. I didn't have like a backup plan. I didn't have a company to transition to. All I thought was, I'm tired. I have been working my ass off since I graduated from college. I never had like a proper vacation until like last year when I went to France. And you know what? I need to go. We need to move on. This is stupid already. I've like sanity issues. We need to go. And it happened so fast. Like, I think it only sunk in that week when my company was telling me, okay, we need to do this, 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 and this. We need to hit this, 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 and this in order for, you know, the transition to go smoothly, and, you know, your associate wouldn't have a hard time adjusting to not having her mentor, her boss, etc. So I was like, holy shit. I'm moving on. I'm actually moving on. Can I do this? Can I handle this? You know what? I was already there. It's not like I'm going to be financially crippled so much because, you know, if you do follow me on Discord, I basically still keep my job on a consultancy basis. And the way that happened was, I wasn't being very honest with why I was moving on. Like, I didn't want to sound too bitter, like, you sucked out my entire soul, and so I'm moving on. No, what I told my boss was, hey, I'm moving on because I need time and energy to focus on transitioning to France, where my fiancé is. No, I'm not getting married in order to be able to move there. I want to move there with the best possible chance that I've got. And that, I feel like that strongly involves me learning French and learning another subject, which I feel may not be completely relevant to what I'm doing, but will be a very helpful asset to when I'm applying for jobs there. Like, it'll give me that edge. And I wanted to take the remaining months of the year to focus on that. And for that to happen, I need to be willing to let go of my job. And she says, hang on. If you really want to move to France, and you say you want like the best possible chance for you to, you know, and you want the best possible chance for you to have a good life there, without having to rely so much on your fiancé or, you know, your future husband, shouldn't you have something on your resume for, like, the next couple of months? Wouldn't it look bad if you, like, have, like, blank months? And I was like, but I'm studying anyway, so that's sort of part of the resume, and I have done so much for this company that I feel like in terms of my professional career, I would have a lot to say for. I have a lot on my plate to prove myself. It's just, I just need a couple more complimentary things, education-wise. And she goes, you know what? I don't want you to have, like, a hard time searching for a job. I want to make this easier for you, and also because I'm selfish, I want to make this easier for the company, because, you know, it's going to be hard to find someone who matches your insights in the company, in the business, and our partners and our stakeholders, etc. It's going to be hard to match someone. So please stay on a consultancy basis. And I said, fuck yeah. I didn't even know that was an option. If that was an option, I would have gone for that. So I'm only required to go to work for like a couple days a month, and life would be great. Of course, that's gonna still hit me financially, but you know, I have Patreon, which hopefully gets up, like moves up a tiny bit more. I have other freelance gigs that I'm working on. I've been networking a lot more to connect with former colleagues, see how I can help them with their business, you know, be like consultants for them as well, etc. There's, you know, I'm still going to do a lot of things to keep myself alive in this economy, especially with our inflation rates going super, super high and salary not changing at all, whatever. It's a third world thing, I guess. But yeah, that also means that, you know, naturally my schedule is going to open up for more audios. And so I was thinking, I was talking to my, to Bro, fiance, and I was talking to him, I was like, I want to be able to go back to Old Lust. And Old Lust was pretty diverse with her audios. Like prior to me taking like a 2-3 month hiatus in the last quarter of last year, I was pumping out 3 audios every single week. 3 audios every week. Can you imagine? Because I can't imagine how the fuck I pulled that off. Wake up at 2 a.m., record, and, you know, write scripts and everything. So with my schedule freeing up, the way I could actually see my day-to-day starting April is my usual runtime. When I conceptualize an audio, it takes me an hour just to gather references, to think of ideas, like outline them. It takes me 3 hours to complete, write a script. And back then, by the way, I didn't like doing script fill, so I had to like fucking make my own scripts. So it would take me 3 hours to create a script. It'll take me half an hour to record and another half an hour to edit if this is like a standard audio. If it's one where I want to create like or add more effects, sound effects, like with Redhead Redemption, then it'll take me an additional hour. So, you know, I feel like I can fit that in the time frame of on top of me spending 3 hours every day learning French or another 3 hours studying a different subject. I'm still thinking between web development or advertising or digital marketing. Any of those two, I feel like I can do those two. So, you know, with that being said, because I want to diversify my content, we came up with like themed days. So it's not like every single day there's going to be a theme for me to fulfill, but I'm not going to make an audio every single day. That's not possible. What I will be doing is we'll have standard Sundays, which is basically, you know, the usual Sunday audios, but if like I will be looking at my audio themed days and say, hey, I want to make an audio for Wednesday, then it has to be in this theme so that I stick to being diverse and all that. So for Mondays, we get Me and You Mondays. I don't know why I'm getting so giddy with like these themes. But we have Me and You Mondays, which the usual tags will be intimate, sweet, GFE, wifey, I don't know how, waifu audio, I don't know what tag would that be, romantic audios, PTAs, yes, I do want to make PTAs, I will be making PTAs, I can do it, I can figure it out. So basically your cheesy audios are happening Mondays, Tuesdays, which the more Filipino crowd will be into, because I promised I would do better in serving you. Just struggle because I have like an international crowd to take care of as well. But I will also be focusing on you guys. I promise. Tagalog Tuesdays. So you get Tagalog audios, like fully Tagalog audios or bilingual audios. You're getting Tagalog audios. Wednesdays. This is something I'm excited about as well. Because I need to let my bisexual freak on. Wednesdays will be four women Wednesdays, so these are your FRF audios. Thursdays will be threesome Thursdays, so this kind of, like people will probably go, why not Throwback Thursdays? Because I don't know. I don't know why Throwback Thursdays would be great. I feel like recycling content isn't my thing. So Threesome Thursdays, ever since I did that script fill with from Binary Sunrises, where it was basically implied that there was a second person in the setup, I got a lot of requests for me to do the same thing, and if Binary Sunrises is up for it, we can make more, or, you know, if I find other script writers, we can do more. So that's FF4M, FF4F, FFF4A, multiple Fs. You can either get a double list, triple list, quadruple list, or me collaborating with other performers. I won't say anything else. Anyways, I like how I'm still trying to hide it, but like multiple people on Discord have been screaming the names of the people I'm collaborating with. Well, literally, I don't know why. Just calm down, guys. It'll happen when or if it'll happen, right? Right, so that's Threesome Thursdays, and you're gonna get a lot of Threesome Thursdays. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Fridays is gonna be more of my thing. We are getting fucked up Fridays, which will be your darker taboo audio, so rape, incest, yandere, knife play, you know, the really darker, gritty shit. I already have a couple of scripts lined up for that. In fact, I will even be flipping the gender for some of the previous MFRF scripts that I've written. And then we're getting Surprise Saturdays. Now, Surprise Saturdays are for filling requests. So if you have, you know, if we have more requests on that, on my request form, you know, more chances of me doing Surprise Sundays. So, Surprise Saturdays. So again, Mondays will be me and you Mondays, intimates. Tuesdays will be Tagalog Tuesdays for my Filipino folks. Wednesdays will be four women Wednesdays. Thursdays will be threesome Thursdays. Fridays will be fucked up Fridays. Saturdays will be surprise Saturdays. And of course, your standard audio, standard Sundays. Again, this is not going to happen every single day. I am not a magician. I am not an audio factory, even though I pretty much was when I first started on GWA, but that's not going to be the case. I don't want to be an audio factory. But where are you going to be able to find these audios as well? So some of the audios you're going to find on GWA. Some of them you're going to find on the Les Frontier subreddit. Some of them are going to be, unfortunately, Patreon exclusives. And, you know, maybe week one, you get a Me and You Monday and a Threesome Thursday on top of the standard Sunday. Week two, it's going to be like Tagalog Tuesday only. Week three, it's going to be a Fucked Up Friday and standard Sunday, you know? So that's going to be the whole flow to it. The idea is just, there are themes now which forces me to explore more and give you a diverse content. Now, Patreon, because I do have to talk about Patreon. I didn't explain properly in January why my tiers were those types of tiers. If you were subscribed to my original iteration of Patreon, it was way better. Honestly, it was way better because it wasn't focused on Snapchat or whatever. It was focused on creating more audios. And that's going to change now because, again, since I have more time, I have more time to make audios. The tiers are definitely going to be lower. I think back then, January, I was like desperate to have money because I lost several of my old gigs. My day job is not, my day job is literally not enough to keep me alive in the city. And Patreon was a way for me to, as much as possible, cushion the blow of losing that job. not losing that job, like losing that side gig. So I guess it feels awkward talking about this. So anyways, which is why they were set up that way, so that I could maintain it while picking up some extra cash along the way. I survived the first 2 months without my original side gig, which paid me so much more. But, you know, more time, more ways to properly, like, more ways to properly create audios. And so in my original, like the OG Patreon setup, I would have people vote. Like, I gave voting rights to every single one who joined in my Patreon. It's like, this is the list of audios that I have. All of them are already planned. All of them have synopsis already. You got sneak peeks. You get a look into how these audios are created, how I internalize my shit. You basically, from the very beginning, conceptualization, until posting, you get to see it, right? You get to see the statuses and everything. And I think, like, now I can bring that back. So the tiers will be different. There's not going to be that ridiculous patron tier that I only thought of doing because, I guess because there were so many people who were already doing patrons with, like, ridiculously high tiers, I thought, hey, maybe I can pull it off too. But no, we're going to go back to, like, OG list, where I would crank shit up as much as possible and be as active as possible in Patreon. So the tiers. $5 means you get an access to one limited exclusive. So it's going to show up on on Patreon first before it shows up on GWA, like, 1 or 2 months down the line. You are getting exclusive rambles, so rambles and ramble faps. So rambles and ramble faps and just masturbation sessions, you're getting access to that at the $5 tier. You get sneak photos, like sneak peeks of the photos I'm posting, or like more than what I'm posting on Discord, on PH Gone Wild, on The Lust Frontier, on Twitter, and any other community I'm in. Yeah, you're getting like more, a little bit more than that, but you're not getting the full set. So the full set, for those who are already subscribed to me, are usually like 10 photos for a single set, and you get like 2-3 sets every month. And that's it for like the $5 tier. Also voting rights, I already mentioned that. $10, you get access to one limited exclusive, one monthly, like, Patreon exclusive, full photo sets, voting rights, exclusive rambles and ramble faps, masturbation sessions, script previews, and audio previews. $20, you get access to one limited exclusive, you know, the usuals, but on top of that, you get two monthly exclusives instead of one monthly exclusive. $30, you get all of that, but you also get a dedicated thank you audio with your topic of choice, so whatever the hell you want me to talk about, the weather, or, I don't know, anything at all, you get, like, a 5-minute audio with that. You can also interchange it, so you either get, like, a dedicated thank you audio, or you get me to masturbate saying your name over and over and over again, or, like, a one-word, two-word challenge with your name, if that is something that you'd like. And then the top tier, which will be very limited because, again, I'm not an audio factory. You get access to all of those, plus a custom audio, which you have the choice to share it on GWA or Patreon if you'd like. It'll be limited to 3 because I actually don't think a lot of people will go for the $60 one because I already have like a commission-based one. The commission-based audio is like $50 anyways. And that's like outside of Patreon. But yes, those are what you're getting for my Patreon. So basically, all of this will amount to me recording. Hang on. Let me do the maths. Quick maths. 4 plus 3 more. If we get like a full 60, that would be. Holy shit, 10 plus potentially extra audios for standard GWA ones, Probably. Yeah, so you're basically getting a maximum of 15 audios per month. So, like, that's a lot of audios, but I can now pull it off. I'm happy with pulling it off. Oh, by the way, I'm recording this while I'm on Discord, so there's the questions that just pop out, but are you gonna take a break from work and stuff? So, community gaming events. Yes, sure. I can do community gaming events. There was discussion about having, like, a Minecraft server or a Terraria server. We got an international crowd, so we'll have to figure out the logistics of that. Everyone can get access to it, but my only issue is, like, how are we going to take care of it? Streaming as well, probably going to do a bit. Probably going to do a lot of streaming and a lot of hanging out on the voice channel, etc., etc. So, in general, it's just me leaving this job is going to help hurt me financially. That also means I get to spend more time making audios, pumping out content for Patreon, for GWA, for commissions, or spending more time on Discord, Lost Frontier. By the way, if you're not on Lost Frontier, you are missing out on two special VIPs who hang out occasionally on my Discord. She had heart damage. Yes, heart damage at a pretty bad time doing, you know, setting up her Discord first time. So, and with, like, the whole saga of her being harassed because people don't like her making Patreon for some reason, we sort of talked and we figured out, like, you know what? Let me not just help you with patron tiers that you're coming up with. So I actually had a bit of input on her patron tiers. Let me not just work on that. Let me just help you with your Discord in case you decide to. This is my Discord. I'm really proud of my Discord. I'm really proud of my boys on Discord. I think I've got the coolest listeners ever because they're, like, bilingual, polyglots. One girl knows how to do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Another one is making his own fucking series. There are fucking sword masters here, motivation experts. I don't know, but I just have an entire amazing crowd, and all of them are good people, good folks, and all of them would like to shit talk on France. But that's an inside joke. You only get to see on the Lost Frontier. I have the coolest guys ever, and because of that, you know, we're able to help, like, a couple more female performers get their shit done well. So if and when, or if Heart Damage decides to work on her Discord, she can hang out online, see how everything works. Everything's gonna be cool. I'm also playing with my pens on my desk for other extra stuff in the background. What else? I guess that's about it. I'm excited. Oh, yeah, one more thing. If you haven't put in as many fucking requests as possible on my request form, I don't care if you don't have the money to pay me. I just want to see as many requests as possible. Because when heads over here this April, we are not going to spend our summers at a different island. We're not going to go to Palawan, to Boracay, to Bohol, to Surigao. We're not going there. We're not going to chill on the beach. We're going to chill at the condominium, at our apartment, and we're going to record, like, maximum of three recordings every single day for two straight weeks. So that's, like, 14 times 3. I'll let you do the math. But basically, a fucking lot of audios. So, take this opportunity for, you know, me not doing anything for the last 2 weeks of April to record as much as possible. I mean, we could also record real sex stuff, but I know you guys like my solos a bit more. But yeah, that's about it. Please do check out my Discord if you have the time. I'd love to get to know my listeners / lookers / we're a bunch of cool stuff. Check out my Patreon in like the next week or so to see the tiers change. Check out my other stuff happening in the future. And if you want to know what my next audio is going to be, it's actually going to be a gangbang audio, which I have never done, except for that exclusive audio on Patreon. But this will be the second time I'm going for a gangbang audio. And it's consensual. Whew. So, I'm excited for that. That's about it for the it for this recording. I'm now going to play Devil May Cry 5. I'm gonna go and see if I can defeat Son of Sparta mode, which should be easy. I feel like it's easier than Devil May Cry 3 Son of Sparta mode. Yeah. Oh yeah, I do owe you a Devil May Cry 5 ramble. That's for another time. Anyways, that's about it, guys. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next audio. Much love. Blessed. Mwah.